Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 61.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. We'd ask our guests and our members to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Quick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With an acknowledgement of the diversity of faith, let us please pray together. Sovereign Lord, thank you. We dare not ask you for anything without first thanking you for everything. We place ourselves at your disposal today to be used by you to advance your will and your way for the state of North Carolina, the United States of America, and for all your marvelous creation. Father, we recognize that in order for this desire to become reality, we need to be empowered with your wisdom, granted by the free flowing of your spirit in and through us all. Bless God all who hear this prayer and their families. Bless, Lord, the considerations of our minds and the work of our hands in this chamber and throughout this governmental complex. Keep us reminded, Lord, that our work here impacts somebody's life somewhere in this glorious land that we call our home state. Therefore, Lord, help us to do that which is good in your sight, that we may ultimately hear you say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." Hallelujah. Thine the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 15th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for May 15th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, our nurse of the day with us today is Cindy Darkin from Durham. Ms. Darkin, thank you for being with us today. Please welcome me and join her. Members, a couple of special recognitions the chair will do. First off, on a motion of the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Hardister, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Dr. Mary Ann Cantagianis from Greensboro. Where are you, ma'am? Right over here. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate that. Members, on motion of all members of the House, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a European Union delegation who are with us here today. These are all D.C.-based trade and economic counselors from the 16 different European countries, and this is their first official EU delegation visit to North Carolina. The countries represented include Belgium, Croatia, Spain, Czech Republic, Finland, the Netherlands, Austria, Sweden, Ireland, Germany, the UK, Estonia, Latvia, Romania, Hungary, and Slovenia. They were with us earlier today, and they're with us in the gallery. If y'all would please stand, we want to welcome y'all, and thank you for being with us today. Additionally, members, on motion of the chair, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the Carolina Field of Honor and Lawrence Joel Medal of Honor Memorial Board of Directors members who are with us today. And if they would stand when we call their names, please. We have Rob O'Hanlon from the U.S. Marine Corps, Danny Bracken from the U.S. Marine Corps, and Steve Nash, former Navy SEAL. Where are you? Back here in the back. We appreciate you gentlemen being here. And on motion of the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to business and civics classes from Lumberton High School with their teachers Felicia Hunt, India Dial, and Brittany Harris are here with us. Would y'all please stand as well? Over here on the right. Calendar, House Bill 528. The clerk will read.
Representatives Arp and Horn, House Bill 528, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the town of Indian Trail and a portion of the town of Stallings to levy on occupancy tax. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had a good vote on this yesterday. This is allows two municipalities in Union County to join another municipality in Union County through the purpose of a referendum establish a occupancy tax. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 528 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative and 12 in the negative. House Bill 528 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 667, the clerk will read.
Representatives Howard, Sane, Zucker, and Hunter. House Bill 667, a bill to be entitled an act to give counties additional flexibility with regard to the local option sales and use tax without increasing the existing maximum tax rate. General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Lady from Davie, Representative Howard, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had an excellent vote on this yesterday, and I would hope that we might be able to pick up a couple of extra yeses. I appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 667 on third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Farmer Butterfield, would you like to vote on this? Clerk lock machine record the vote. 107 having voted in the affirmative, 5 in the negative. House Bill 667 passes its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. For what purpose, gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd Rice.
Inquiry to Chair, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman's recognized for inquiry to Chair.
Mr. Speaker, could you share with us your vision for next week, please?
Looks like at this point, I don't believe there are going to be any votes. I was getting ready to confer to see if there are going to be votes for Monday or not, waiting to see what we've got. So we'll need to determine that. But next week, you know, what we're doing, of course, is taking up the Senate bills. Those, and there are a few House bills that weren't subject to crossover to go over. And then we have Senate bills that may be taken up. So we're trying to move methodically on those. We want to make sure that House bills are heard as well. So. Court chair directs that Senate Bill 359 be removed from today's calendar, count for May 20th. Notices and announcements. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, the gentleman from, actually the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus on Monday evening. Look in your inbox. I just want to give you a heads up for planning purposes, but look in your inbox for further information. But be prepared for a caucus on Monday evening. Thank you.
For our purpose, gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser Rice.
Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon the adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
The gentleman's request to that the representative statement be read upon adjournment will be granted. The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Ellis Reed Parlier of Midland, North Carolina, was a 19-year-old who intended to pursue a computer science major after enrolling at UNC Charlotte in the fall of 2017. Reed loved video games and aspired to one day become a game developer. Reed was a graduate of the highly regarded Central Academy of Technology and Arts, where he studied in the Information Systems Academy. He was generous with his time and talents, volunteered as a computer programmer tutor for the middle school students. Reed's professors describe him as independent and motivated. We will not forget Reed. On April 30th, 2019, Reed was shot and killed while attending classes at UNC Charlotte. Reed Parlier deserves to be commemorated, and his family deserves continued support as they grieve for their and the Charlotte community's loss. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Sasser. For what purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson Rice?
Inquiry of the chair.
Gentleman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I was wondering, will we have recorded votes on Monday night?
We will. Gentleman from Stanley, desire further recognition? I'll turn your light off then. Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion. Let's ask our pages to come forward. This was a short week, but we do want to thank you again properly for your service. Our pagers, we appreciate your service. We know this was a short week this week. We had we'd had a couple of marathon weeks before, and so this has been a little slower time. But regardless, you guys had a little more free time than some of the others, so hopefully you even had a better time. But I certainly appreciate your service. I've heard nothing but great reports, and would ask my colleagues to join me in thanking you all for your service this week. You all are excused, and hopefully we'll enjoy your summer, which will quickly be here. Thanks again for your service. Any further notices or announcements? If not, gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 20th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Soka, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 20th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
Reading of a representative statement, the clerk will read.
A representative statement honoring Ellis Reed Polymer. Whereas Ellis Reed Polymer was a Charlotte native and attended Polly Ridge Elementary and Ridge Middle School and graduated from Central Academy of Technology and Arts in 2017. Whereas Reed was a sophomore at University of North Carolina, Charlotte, pursuing passion in technology and helping others to study in computer science. And whereas on April 30, 2019, Reed was shot and killed while attending classes at UNC Charlotte. Now, therefore, Ellis Reed Polymer deserves to be commended, and his family deserves continued support as they grieve for their and the Charlotte community's loss. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House Upon Journal on the 16th day of May in 2019, submitted by Representative Wayne Sasser, House Principal Clerk James White.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 1014, short title 2020 Census VTD Verification Program, is withdrawn from the Committee on Elections and Ethics Law and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. On motion of the chair, Senate Bill 559, short title Storm Securitization Alternate Rates, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Finance, if favorable, Energy, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.